It's 28 minutes past six. Warwick Hadfield, plenty of news from you this morning.
Oh, Fran, look, it's been a huge 24 hours in sport. Big stories coming from everywhere, and not the least of these, the uplifting news that Samantha Stosur is through to the semi-finals of the French Open.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, the Australian was ruthless in the way she defeated Dominika Sibulkova, the score 6-4, 6-1, and she'll now play the number 21 seed Sara Errani. Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic will meet in one of the men's semi-finals, both again only just surviving incredibly tight games. Federer recovered from two sets down to beat one Martin Del Potro, while Djokovic saved four match points against Joe Wilfred Tsonga. In rugby union, this was a huge one too. An old-fashioned slog in the wet, wet, wet at Newcastle last night before Scotland beat Australia 9-6. The result is being labelled as an embarrassment for the Wallabies.
And I blame the weather. Scottish weather.
It was Scottish weather, there's no doubt about that. Now, in rugby league, also huge news yesterday that David Gallop was quitting as CEO of the sport forthwith and immediately. All sorts of theories about why. Gallop says it was a mutual thing between him and the new Australian Rugby League Commission, and he's been sniffing around for other opportunities the last little while, it must be said. Nevertheless, there are suggestions of tensions between the ARLC's new chairman, John Grant, and the CEO. And in his carefully prepared statement, Grant said that Gallop accepted it was time for a fresh start. Now, don't rule out Gallop becoming involved in Australian football in the future, because there's a lot of admiration for him in that sport. And in Australian football at North Melbourne, another CEO departed, Eugene Hiroka, and also the sad news of the death of Charlie Sutton, one of the stalwarts of Footscray over the years. He was captain coach of their premiership winning side way back in 1954, and there hasn't been a premiership for the Bulldogs since. More sport later this morning, Fran.